is a good Friday for us, alhamdulillah. Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of jama'ah, of ijtima', of coming together in the house of Allah, remembering Allah, praising Allah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Friday is a good Friday for us. But in as far as our brethren in humanity, our brothers and sisters in humanity, from the Christian faith, they call it Good Friday for a different reason. For they believe that this was the day that Nabiyuna Isa alayhi salam, that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and yes, we believe him to be the Christ. Christos in Greek, Messiah in Hebrew, Masih in Arabic. Huwa al-Masih ibn Maryam. He is the Messiah, the son of Mary. And the Messiah purely meaning the anointed one, the one chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they believe that he was crucified on this day, and that he died for their sins, and that their salvation lies purely in believing in that. And that's what they call grace. But I want to know, where does this come from? This da'wah, this propagation, this so-called gospel. Because we know that Isa alayhi salam, Nabiyuna Isa alayhi salam, he received al-Injil from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gospel. But is the gospel of Jesus, of Isa alayhi salam, and this gospel of salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, is it the one and the same? That's the question I would like to pose to us today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So as we begin every week, let's start from the Holy Quran. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this specific event? قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا رسول الله بل رفعوا الله وما قتلوه رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما صدق الله العظيم. I'm quoting from Surah An-Nisa, verse 157 and 158. Allah says, and their word, referring to who? To the Jews, al-Yahud. And their word that we killed the Messiah, Jesus the son of Mary, the messenger of God. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوا. But they killed him not, nor did they crucify him, but it was made to appear so. If you go into the tafsir, if you go into the tafsir of al-Imam al-Tabari alone, you will see all the different aqwal, all the different opinions of what it means that it was made to appear so. They killed him not, nor did they crucify him, but it was made to appear so. Bottom line is, we believe that he wasn't crucified. That's the bottom line. But I'm not going to spend today's khutbah talking about all the ikhtilafat bayna ulama'ina, between our scholars, about what that exactly means. Was it Judas that was hanging there? Was it somebody else? Allahu alam. Mimma la na'lam. Allah knows that which we do not know. But the bottom line is, ma lahum bihi min ilm. They have no certain knowledge about this, that they killed him or crucified him. Illa tiba'a dhan, except speculation. Why? Why speculation? Because there were no eyewitnesses. At that hour when he was taken by the Roman soldiers, I'm quoting from the New Testament, they all forsook him and fled. They all deserted him. They all ran away. So there were no eyewitnesses. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. They killed him not with certainty. They have no certainty about the fact that they killed him, about the fact that they crucified him. So whether it was somebody else that was made to look like Jesus, because it does come in even in the Jewish scriptures that it looks like Jesus, but it doesn't sound like Jesus. Well, certainly not when what they quote him as saying on the cross in Hebrew, Elo, Elo, lama sabachthani. That's Hebrew. For Allah, Allah, lima taraktani. O God, why hast thou forsaken me? That cannot be the words of a Nabi of Allah. Because a prophet of Allah would never attribute oppression to Allah. Forsaking. Forsaking a prophet of Allah? Impossible. And as we believe that Nabi Isa, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this from him, even as the Christians quote themselves in the New Testament, that he went into the Garden of Gethsemane and he went a little further, this is in Matthew, and he fell on his face. If you go into the Bible, I'm including the Old and New Testaments, you will find prophets and saints of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than 30 times falling on their faces in prayer. Subhanallah. As we fall on our faces, 17 times a day, times 2, afwan, times 2, 17 raka'ah, times 2 sujoods, gives us 34 times a day. We as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are falling on our faces 34 times a day. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him up. Allah saved him. I mean, even as they quote, oh my father, and father, Abba, Abba in Hebrew is only a term of endearment for God, for Allah. It's not speaking about the paternal father. Ask any Jew, ask any Hebrew expert if Abba means father in the paternal sense when it is being uttered by Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Oh my father, let this cup pass from me, not as I will, but as thy will. Allahu Akbar. Submission of your will to the will of God, what is that? In Arabic, we call that Islam. And that's why his disciples were also Muslimun. I want to get one thing clear here. When we speak about Islam, we speak about an immutable faith that is unchanged since the time of our father Adam alayhi salam. And we also speak about a law and a way that has evolved over time since the time of Nabi Nuh, the first messenger, right up until the culmination, completion and perfection of that law and that way, with the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. So, la ilaha illallah, I've mentioned this before, this refers to the immutable faith, the unchangeable aqidah, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Nuh Rasulullah, for his time, وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرَّةً وَمِنْهَاجًا And for all of you, we've made for you, for each and every single one of you, we've made for you a law and a way. So the time of Nabi Nuh, he represented the law and the way. So those believed in La ilaha illallah and believed in the law and the way of Nuh, Rasulullah, then they would have been the Muslim of their time. They would have been the Muslimun of their time. Same with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah, Ibrahim Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, this represents the immutable, the unchangeable faith in the oneness of Allah. Ibrahim Rasulullah, he represents the law and the way of his time. And the covenant that he took with Allah, and the circumcision for the first time, he represents for his time the law and the way. So anybody who would have believed and followed Ibrahim alayhi salam, he would have been of the Muslimin of his time. Likewise with Nabi Musa. Musa alayhi salam receives the Torah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He now represents the law and the way. So whoever believes in La ilaha illallah, Musa Rasulullah, he would be of the Muslimin of his time. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ Allah. And people still want to talk about Islam, that it started in Arabia in the 7th century? No. Ibrahim, what does he say? Oh Allah, make us, myself and my son Ismail, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ After building the Kaaba, rebuilding the Kaaba, after it was destroyed in the flood, Allah showed him the place of the house, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ and call to mind when we showed Abraham the place of the house. So Abraham and Ishmael, Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, they rebuild the Kaaba. And then they make that dua. Allah, make us those who are submitting and surrendering to you. Muslimaini lak. Wa min dhurriyatina. And from our progeny. Ummatan muslimatan lak. A Muslim nation. A nation that submits and surrenders to you. Wa arina manasikana ila akhiri. And show us our rights and obligations. So we have from Nabi Ibrahim, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Ismail, Allah gave him Ishaq. And from Ishaq, Ya'qub. And from Ya'qub, the Asbat, the 12, from which we get Bani Israel. Israel being the nickname of Ya'qub. Israel meaning Abdullah, the servant of God. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Islam has always been there. Islam is the immutable faith. But the law and the way has evolved, completed and perfected with the last and final messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just before him Isa alayhi salam. If you were in the time of Nabi Isa and you said la ilaha illallah Isa Rasulullah, in terms of your belief that you believed in the tawheed, in the divine unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as indicated till this day in the declaration of faith, the Shema of the Jews. They say, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel. This is, they are quoting who? Musa, Moses. Hear, O Israel, meaning the children of Israel. Shema Yisrael and Shema and Sama. Arabic and Hebrew are sister languages. Hear, Isma. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, that your Lord God is one God. Echad. What does that sound like? Ahad. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Echad. You know, as a bagel. Echad, bagel. One bagel. Echad, Ahad. Say he is God, the one and only. Jalla fi ula. So that faith is immutable. That faith hasn't changed. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam came to bring them back onto the straight path of Allah and to put back the ruh, to put back the spirit of worship into their rituals. Why? Because their rituals had become void of spirituality. They were just going through the motions, but they were breaking all the laws and committing all the wrongs. So he came to restore that. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Isa alayhi salam, and he speaks about the Hawariyin, the disciples in the Quran, what does he say? وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدَ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. And call to mind when Jesus, the son of Mary, said to the disciples, who are my helpers calling to God? The disciples said, we are your helpers calling to God. We believe in God. I'm translating Allah as God here for the specific purpose of us learning how to address our Christian brothers and sisters in humanity. That we might establish, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Say, O people of the book, come, let us come to common terms between us and you. أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that we worship none but God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God of Abraham. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically says here, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And when Jesus the son of Mary said to the disciples, who are my helpers calling to God? Who are my helpers calling to Allah? The disciples said, we are your helpers calling to God. We believe in God and we are submitting and surrendering to God. But how is that translated into the Arabic language? Because that's a big problem with us. When we speak English in our da'wah, we often leave words like Islam and Muslim and Muslimun untranslated. And so to the Christian or the Jew that we are inviting, it doesn't make sense to them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically says that the disciples, who's this? Peter and James and Jude and Barnabas and John and Stephen, ila akhiri, washhada bi anna Muslimun, and bear witness that we are Muslimun. Meaning, that we are submitting and surrendering to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is Islam, and this is what it means to be a Muslim. If you want to be a Muslim now, then you have to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In time of Isa, Isa Rasulullah. Time of Musa, Musa Rasulullah. Time of Ibrahim, Ibrahim Rasulullah. Time of Nuh, Nuh Rasulullah. But now, in order to be a Muslim, you have to say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to follow the way and the law of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The law that was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way, the sunnah, the law coming from the Quran and the sunnah. This is shir'atan wa minhaja, the law and the way. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was standing in Arafah, he said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deenan. On this day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and chosen for you as your way of life total submission. I didn't say Islam because I'm speaking English now. So we must translate everything. And chosen for you as your way of life, total submission and surrender to Allah. I.e. Islam. That's what it means. And this is how we have to engage. We are calling them back. We are calling the Jews and the Christians back to the origin of their faith, from which their faith has now deviated. The original faith of La ilaha illallah, now being perfected, culminated and completed with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes it very clear. He says, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مِنْ قَبْلِي كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ بَنَى بَيْتًا فَأَحْسَنَهُ وَأَجْمَلَهُ فَجَعَ إِلَّا مَوْدِعَ لَبْنَةٍ فِي الزَّاوِيَةِ فَجَعَلَ النَّاسِ يَطُوفُونَ حَوْلَهُ يَعْجَبُونَ لَهُ يَقُولُونَ هَلَّا وُدِعَتْ هَذِهِ اللَّبِنَةِ قَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنا اللبنة وأنا خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, the likeness of me and the likeness of the prophets who came before me is the likeness of a man who built a house, built it well and made it beautiful, except for one missing brick in the corner of the house. Look at the humility. Except for one missing brick in the corner of the house. Then he made the people go around the house, being amazed by the house, saying, when is this brick going to be placed? He then said, I am the brick and I am the seal of the prophets. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't say, I'm a big boulder that's going to come demolish the other house to build a new house. He said, no, I'm just the last brick. Before him, the second last brick, Isa. Before him, the third last brick, Yahya. Before him, the fourth last brick, Zakaria. Going all the way back to Ila Abina Adam. Alayhimus salatu wassalam. On them, on all the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be the choices, salutations, blessings and peace. Ameen. So this is the deen of Islam, Jamaat al-Muslimin. So when we are speaking about Isa, we are speaking about one of the ulul azam, one of the mightiest messengers of Allah, one of the five who had the greatest resolve. Nuh alayhi salam, the prophet Noah, peace be upon him. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham, peace be upon him. Musa, Moses, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him. And Nabiyuna Muhammad, khairul anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. They are called ulul azam, the five mightiest prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had the greatest resolve and perseverance in fulfilling their service and duty to Allah and to mankind to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them. But Jamaat al-Muslimin, if we see, and we don't say this with any hatred in our hearts, we don't even say this with any dislike in our hearts for the people themselves. Yes, for the ideology. We detest any ideology that associates partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the people themselves, we must have shafaqah. We must have shafaqah in our hearts. We must have compassion and mercy in our hearts. In other words, we must have empathy for them in the sense that we must love for them what we love for ourselves. The truth. I, Jamaat al-Muslimin, for 18 years of my life, I did not know the truth. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided me to the truth. So, how would it be that I wouldn't want others who come from the same ideology or from the same background? Wouldn't I love for them to also find the truth? Wasn't that the main aim? Wasn't that the main mission? Wasn't that the main purpose of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? To save people? To rescue them from what might become of them if they die in the state? So Jamaatul Muslimin, we need to, like we spoke a few weeks ago, getting our priorities straight and doing the work that we all have been designated and assigned by Allah to do, to carry the flag of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we address them in that fashion. An invitation. Not just an invitation, but with wisdom and good speech. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'idhatil hasana wajadilhum billati hi ahsan. Call towards the path of your Lord with wisdom and good speech and debate with him that which is best. And when I say debate, as a lack of a better translation, I'm not speaking about the type of debate that we see today on stage where it becomes us versus them, like a competition. And this one is trying to outdo that one and to make this one look like a fool and to embarrass that one and belittle this one. No, nothing good comes out of that. But I'm speaking about dialogue. Pure dialogue. Ta'alo, come. إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Let's come to common terms. Let's analyze. Even in the Old Testament, it is very clear. Come, let us reason. Come, let us reason. Remember, the Torah, فِيهِ هُدَى وَنُورٍ. In the Torah, there is guidance and light. You're telling me all that guidance and light was extinguished? No. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَةَ عَمَّ وَاضِعِهِ. Yes, they corrupted the text. They took things out of context. And they even added things in by themselves. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. So woe be to them who write the book with their own hands and they say this is from God. لِيَشْتُرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. In order that they might trade with it for a miserable price. فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. So woe be to that which they write and woe be to that which they have earned. So yes, it has been corrupted. Things have been added in. Things have been taken out. Context has been corrupted and tampered with. But if you go through the Old Testament, you will still find in Isaiah 45, 46, I am God and there are none else but me. Sound familiar? أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا. I am God and there are none else but me. It's in the Quran. So we need to call them back to the original. Yes, the original Torah is gone. The original Injil is gone. And in between, the original Zabur is gone, which was given to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. But we have the Quran, which is what? The Muhaymin. What is Muhaymin? Al-Muhaymin. If you go to a factory and you have a production line, who is the last person before the things are packaged? The last person in the production line before the item is packaged. The quality controller. Exactly. That's what the Quran is. The Furqan. The criterion, the differentiator between haqq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So the Quran tells us what of the previous scriptures is true and what of the previous scriptures is false. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. It acts as a quality controller. It sifts, it sieves between that which is true and that which is false. So here we have a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that indeed the idea that Jesus was crucified is false. And that indeed they did not kill him with certainty. It was only speculation. As we know, there were no eyewitnesses. At that hour, they all forsook him and fled. His closest companions, his disciples. So where does this idea come from? And not just the historical fact that they are claiming. They are claiming it to be an historical fact that he was crucified. We are saying, no, the Quran says otherwise. But the idea as part of a doctrine, believing that he died for mankind's sins. Where does this come from? It never came from the actual propagation of Jesus himself. If you go to the, what they call the red letter Bible, where only the words of Jesus are quoted. You never ever see him saying, I am God, worship me. You never ever see him saying that I'm the begotten son of God. You never ever see him saying that I am one in three with God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms this as complete and utter blasphemy, which a prophet of Allah would certainly not ever mention. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثُ. Indeed, they have disbelieved those that say that God is three in one. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحَ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Indeed, they have disbelieved those that say that the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, that he is God. They have disbelieved. Actual fact, when we go through the Gospels, we find completely other statements where he says, for example, in Matthew, he says, When the man came to him and asked him, "Oh, good master, tell me of something that will grant me eternal life." In other words, tell me what I can do to go to heaven. So Jesus answers him, says to him, "Why callest thou me good?" I'm quoting from the New King James Version, you know, that old English. "Why callest thou me good? There is only one who is good, and that is God." And if he was God, why didn't you say it then and there? "Yes, I am good because I am God." No, he never said that. In fact, he said, "The Father is greater than I. The Father is greater than all. Of my own self, I can do nothing." Even Peter testifies. He says, "Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to by God, through whom God worked great wonders and signs." Of course, because all the miracles that were ever performed by any of the prophets were only performed through the leave and permission and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it was Nabi Musa alayhi salam splitting the Red Sea, or whether it was Nabi Sulaiman commanding the spirits and the birds and the jinn, whatever the case might be, or whether it was Nabi Isa alayhi salam healing the blind and the lepers and fashioning a bird out of clay and breathing life into it, all through the leave and permission and power of Allah, as an element of persuasion that the people of his time might believe in his message. This is how he spoke. "Of my own self, I can do nothing." So where does this idea come from, Jamaat al-Muslimin? And I want to first underline a fact in Christianity today. Modern day Christianity, from whatever denomination you might be, except for some fringe denominations that would have completely, totally conflicting viewpoints. But the general consensus amongst the main denominations of Christianity is that the crucifixion, what was supposed to have happened, what was supposed to have happened on this Friday, as they call Good Friday, that this is actually the bedrock of mainstream Christianity. And now I'm going to quote to you. I'm going to quote to you from Paul. And why Paul? In fact, he's the main guy in this whole conspiracy. You know, remember Goebbels, the head propagandist of Hitler? What did he say? He said, "The bigger the lie, the more people will believe it." The bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. Because when you really, and most of my research, I can tell you, about Paul is done or has been done by Christian scholars themselves, where they have really studied the Gospels and studied the letters of Paul, because the New Testament is made up of 27 books, of which 14, Hebrews, there's difference of opinion, of which 14 are attributed to Paul. Now, who was Paul? Paul, his name was Saul. He was born in Tarsus in Greece. And Paul was Saul at that time, he was a persecutor of Christians. He was like your modern day version of the CIA or MI6 or KGB or Mossad for that matter. It was like a spy for the Sanhedrin, the head rabbis, and for the Roman government. So he would basically tell on the Christians where they were. He would, he tells the Roman authorities exactly where the Christians are, and then the Christians would be captured, and then they would be killed. So he was a great persecutor of Christians. Until, as he claims, and you can find the three versions of the story in the book of Acts, where Paul speaks about his vision. Now, Paul wasn't a disciple, please. Don't get confused. Paul was not one of the 12. Paul never met Jesus in his life. Paul never met Jesus in his entire life. But Paul, when he was on his way to Damascus, on the road to Damascus, he claims to have had a vision of Jesus. And this was when he was a persecutor of Christians. And he relates this vision in three different places. One of the three narrations, he says that he saw a light and he heard a voice. And the people around him saw the light, but they didn't hear the voice. In the other narration, he says that they heard the voice, but they didn't see the light. And in the third narration, he doesn't say that they saw the light or even heard the voice. So, three conflicting narrations of the story. And in this vision of Christ, he says that Jesus is saying to him, "Oh, Paul, why dost thou persecute me? Why dost thou kick against the pricks? And why are you fighting me? Why are you fighting my message?" And it is then and there that Paul says he gave himself to this new faith, over to this new faith. But what faith? What faith is he preaching here? What gospel is he saying that he has now received here? Because now he wants to join, for the lack of a better term, the Jewish church, the Jewish Christian church in Jerusalem, of the disciples, who was headed by who? His half-brother, James. Why do I say half-brother? You know, we don't have a Joseph. We don't have a Joseph the carpenter in our narrative. But does that mean that we say that it's impossible for there have to have been a Joseph? Even the Catholic Church, who believes obviously in the existence of a Joseph the carpenter that was betrothed to Mary, but they believe that the marriage was never consummated. If that's what they say, we don't have a problem. Because we, like they, also believe in the perpetual virginity of Maryam, of Mary. That was never ever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Nabi Isa without the intervention of a father. And she as Al-Azra Al-Batul, the virgin maiden, she remained so for the rest of her life. So as to whether she was betrothed and got married to Joseph, Allahu Alam, Allah knows best. It's not something that we have a problem with. And the fact that he already had children like James and Jude, which are considered to be the half-brothers of Jesus. So when Nabi Isa alayhi salam, barrafahu Allahu ilayh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him up, and James became who? He became the head of that so-called church, temple. As Muslims, we would say mosque. Why? Because Masjid al-Aqsa is Masjid al-Aqsa. It has never changed. In fact, if you look, and you can research this, the most authentic and the strongest opinion about Masjid al-Aqsa is that it was built by Nabi Adam alayhi salam. 40 years, as comes in Bukhari, between the Kaaba and Masjid al-Aqsa. First, Nabi Adam built the Kaaba in Makkah, and 40 years later, كم سنة بينهما 40 سنة, said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. 40 years in between the two. He then built Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And then the Kaaba was destroyed in the flood and rebuilt by Ibrahim and Ismail عليهم السلام. And then Masjid al-Aqsa was only renovated and expanded in the time of who? Nabiullah Sulaiman عليه السلام. So there's no temple of Solomon. Solomon didn't worship in a temple. Nabi Sulaiman, one of the mightiest messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipped where? Fi Masjid al-Aqsa. So that's why this whole argument about, you know, was this the temple of Solomon? What did you talk about temple? If you're talking about a sarh, the glass palace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Nabi Sulaiman as an ayah, as a miracle, which was used as an element of persuasion for Bilqis to come into the deen of La ilaha illallah, and that is gone, that is destroyed. The sarh is gone, the palace. But Masjid al-Aqsa is Masjid al-Aqsa. Remember the masjid, in actual fact, what you see as Masjid al-Aqsa or Masjid Umar is actually referred to as the Musalla of Umar. Because the whole mount is Masjid al-Aqsa. We get confused. We see the Qubbat al-Sakhra. We see the Dome of the Rock. That is not Masjid al-Aqsa. No, it is on Masjid al-Aqsa. That grand mount which has been around since the time of Nabi Adam, who built it and then expanded and renovated by Nabiullah Sulaiman alayhi salam. So let us not get confused about Masjid al-Aqsa. Nevertheless, it was from Jerusalem where the new message which had been brought by Nabi Isa alayhi salam, that his disciples were now going out and spreading this message, bringing the Jews back onto the straight path, if you like. And Paul wanted to join this group, but they didn't want anything to do with him. In actual fact, they had resisted until Barnabas convinced them, one of the disciples. And Barnabas went to Antioch and he went and fetched Paul, who was Saul, now Paul, he's now converted. And they brought him from Antioch all the way to Jerusalem. And he was inducted into the service of the new cause. And then he went out to the Jews and the Gentiles, as you will hear, spreading this new message. But then something changed. And they started hearing back in Jerusalem that the message that Paul is preaching is not the message that we are preaching. Because the message that they were preaching is the continuation of the Mosaic law. They were preaching Tawheed, that there's none worthy of worship besides the Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was preaching something else. He was preaching this Trinity. He was preaching the sonship of God. And he was preaching salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now I want to share something with you that you might not have ever heard before. And for me, this is the greatest proof that what Paul was preaching, which is basically mainstream Christianity today, is a made-up religion. I take you to Corinthians chapter 1 verse 15, where he speaks about this salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ as being the bedrock of Christianity. He says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is also in vain." You see that? That's the bedrock of Christianity. If he wasn't crucified and he did not rise from the dead, then your preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. There's no Christianity. Right, okay. Where did he get this from? I take you to Galatians, where he admits very clearly, and because of limited time, I'm not going to read, I'm going to quote, not ad verbatim, but the meaning thereof from my memory, where he very clearly says, "The gospel that I preach to you, listen carefully, I have not received of any man, nor have I been taught by anyone, except by revelation from Jesus Christ." Listen carefully. What does he say? This new gospel, Trinity, sonship of God, Jesus dying on the cross, you know, for the sins of mankind, rising from the dead. He said, "This which I preach to you, I have not received from any man." In other words, I didn't get it from James. I didn't get it from Jude. I didn't get it from Peter. I didn't get it from Barnabas. I didn't get it from John of Zebedee. I didn't get it from Stephen. I didn't get it from anyone. Nor have I been taught it by anyone. Where did he get it from? If he's preaching the gospel of Jesus, shouldn't he get it? If he never met Jesus, then where is the next best place? From the disciples of Jesus. From the disciples. But he's saying, "I didn't get it from any of them." In other words, this is not what they believed. This is not what they taught. This is not what they preached. I'm making it up. "I did not receive it of any man, nor was I taught it by anyone, except via revelation." Revelation? Paul, are you a prophet? Do you receive revelation? Right, where are your signs? Where are your wonders? And even if he had wonders and signs, by the way, in Deuteronomy, very clearly, in the Old Testament, that if any prophet or dreamer of dreams, now Paul wasn't a prophet, we know that, but he was a dreamer of dreams. That's how he claimed to have come into the fold, through a dream, through a vision. Calls to worship gods other than God, then he shall be killed. His penalty will be death, even if he has wonders and signs. And here Paul is calling to a completely different aqidah, a completely different belief system, and he has no wonders and he has no signs. I mean, you know, I don't want to use myself as an example, but can you imagine if any imam here in Cape Town had to stand up on a Jumu'ah, on the mimbar, and he had to say to the Muslimin, "Listen, Muslims, everything that we as an ummah have been believing for the last 1400 years, you know, throw it away. Throw it away. Muhammad came to me in a vision and he told me that this is your new religion." What will happen to him? That's why I didn't want to use myself as an example. A'udhu billah. I don't think I'll make it out of here alive. This is what Paul is doing. He says, I have not received this from... I mean, it's like saying, you know, I didn't get Islam from the tabi'een, who got it from the tabi'een, who got it from the sahaba, who got it from Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who got it from sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Jibreel alayhi salam, who got it from Allah. Where's his sanad? He's got no chain of narration. He's just making it up. Now listen to this. He says, but being the crafty fella, as I am, I'm quoting, you can go check it up. There is a website called the Bible Hub. Just go and do any search of any of the words that you remember I'm saying, and you'll find it. He says, being the crafty fella that I am, I'm telling you, that's exactly what he says. He says, I caught you with guile. G-U-I-L-E. Meaning trickery. I tricked you. And how did he trick them? Well, he tells us in another place. I think this is in Romans. Where he says that, to the Jew I became as a Jew, in order that I might win some of them. And to the non-Jew, I became a non-Jew, that I might win some of them. And to one who follows the law, I'm like one who follows the law, even though I don't follow the law, he puts in brackets, to win some of them. And to the one who doesn't follow the law, I am one who doesn't follow the law. I am all things to all men, that I might win some of them. What does that sound like? Akhurat munafiq. All things to all men, that I might win some of them. You see, Paul's argument was this. Listen, I'm giving them an easy way out. No works. No works. You don't have to follow the law. In fact, he says the law is a curse. And there's no time to speak about that, but inshallah, maybe on another occasion. He says the law is a curse. He preaches exactly the opposite of what Nabi Isa alayhi salam, of what Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, preached. Jesus alayhi salam, like all the anbiya before him, he said, I have not come to destroy the prophets. This is Nabi Isa. This is what the Christians quote him as saying. I have not come to destroy the prophets. Just like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I'm the last brick. I'm the last brick. He didn't say, I'm coming to destroy the house. No, I'm coming to complete the house. Jesus said exactly the same thing. Isa alayhi salam. He said, I have not come to destroy the prophets, nor to abolish the law, but to fulfill. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one dot, stroke, or apostrophe will pass away from the law until all is fulfilled. Which is what? Which is the revelation of the Holy Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he said, I have many things to say unto thee. He says to his disciples, but ye cannot bear them now, but when he, the Spirit of truth, I mean, we are all body and spirit. What spirit is he speaking about? The Holy Ghost? No! In Luke, the Holy Ghost had already appeared to Mary. He's not talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Jibreel. Ar-Ruh al-Qudus. Who is he speaking about then? And tell me, I've asked Christians up to this day, tell me one new thing that the Holy Ghost brought in 2,000 years. They haven't been able to tell me anything. Not even one word. So who is he speaking about? But when he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will guide you into all things. Everything he shall hear, he shall speak, and he will tell you of things to come. Who is this? يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. He will come after me. A Rasul, a messenger of Allah. His name will be Ahmad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Why, Spirit of truth? Show me in history any man who by his arch enemies always claimed that he was a sadiqul amin, that he was the truthful, the trustworthy. Show me in history only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By his arch enemies, when Heracles, the emperor of Byzantium, when he asked Abu Sufyan, has he ever told a lie? What did Abu Sufyan answer? He said, no, he's never told a lie. And that was when Abu Sufyan was a disbeliever, a polytheist, a mushrik. So indeed, Muhammad is the Spirit of truth. Everything he shall hear, he shall speak. What is that? The Quran. And he will tell you of things to come. Many things. لا تقوم الساعة حتى تزول الجبال عن أماكنها. Nowadays, I'm quoting this because subhanAllah, it's happening in front of our eyes. The hour will not come, said Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until the mountains are moved from their places. Go to Mecca. Where's Jabal? Abi Qubais. The king's palace is on top of it. Well, half of it is gone. Where's Jabal Umar? There's a whole new project there. The Hilton, the Fairmont, the Conrad. It's gone. Where's Jabal Qu'ay Qu'an? Qu'ay Qu'an. Look at tongue twister, no? Gone, that mountain is gone. They're building new hotels on top of it. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ مَكَّةَ بُعِجَتْ كَظَائِمًا وَبِنَاؤُهَا يَأْلُوا عَلَى رَؤُوسِ الْجِبَالِ فَقَدْ أَظَلَّتِ السَّاعَةِ. If you see Mecca with holes through its mountains, and you see the buildings of Mecca being higher than its mountains, then the hour is nigh. In actual fact, if you translate this directly, فَقَدْ أَظَلَّتِ السَّاعَةِ, it literally means the clock has cast its shadow. The clock has cast its shadow. It's very sad. After Maghrib Salah, instead of standing and making dua in front of the Kaaba and remembering Allah, people are turning around and looking at the laser light show on top of the Sa'ah, on top of the clock tower. And He will tell you of things to come. Jesus alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he was telling of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the completer and the perfecter and the culminator of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for Paul, Allah. You know, there's a word for him in Afrikaans, my khani seri. He says, listen to this one. If the glory of God has abounded through my lie, then why am I still judged as a sinner? Wat praat jylle? Ek kry al die nuwe converts. I've got the easy way. They must just believe and they go straight to heaven. Is that what Nabi Isa preached? No. Faith, works and grace. Paul only preached grace. You must just believe, khalas. Just come to church on a Sunday. Just re-acknowledge your belief in the salvation of the blood of Jesus Christ and khalas, clean slate, start sinning from Monday. And with all due respect, not all Christians have this ideology. Many Christians still follow the Ten Commandments. Many Christians still follow the laws of the Old Testament, like Jesus alayhi salam, like Nabi Isa alayhi salam preached. But many of them today, if not the overwhelming majority of them today, are following this Pauline doctrine of just doing whatever you like. And why is he saying, if the glory of God has abounded through my lie? What's he saying? This easy way that I've made up, this new religion, which is so easy, just believe and you're saved. If I'm getting all the converts, if I'm getting all these people coming to the faith, what are you complaining about? Even though I am lying. So unfortunately, this belief about this Friday being Good Friday, as in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they killed him not, nor did they crucify him. It is one of Paul's lies. And that's why Christianity today should actually be called Paulianity. Because in 325, in the common era, meaning after Nabi Isa, after the birth of Nabi Isa, as they claim, 325 was the first council of churches where Constantine, who was a pagan emperor, although they say that in 316 he had a vision of Christ on the battlefield and he became a Christian. But remember, he was a politician. And he had an empire filled with pagans and Christians. And he needed a doctrine that would bring the two together. And that's why he chose Paulianity. At that Council of Nicaea, which is in Anatolia, in Turkey today, there was a great, you could say, ikhtilaf, difference of opinion between two main schools. The one school was the school of Athanasius, the Bishop of Alexandria. And the other one was Arius, who came from Libya. And Athanasius, he was the one that was promoting the doctrine of Paul. And Arius, he was promoting the Unitarian doctrine, where his argument was, how can you say that Jesus is of God when before Jesus was, he was not? That was the argument that he used at this. But nevertheless, Constantine chose the doctrine of Paul, and his 14 letters were included into the New Testament and added to the Bible, and that became the first Holy Roman Catholic Church. Catholic meaning universal. It became the first Christian church, and which is the largest still to this day. Based on what? Based on the falsehood and the lies, which he admits by himself, of this individual called Paul. So, no disrespect. We need to speak the truth with wisdom and good speech, And we need to invite our Jewish and Christian brethren in humanity back to the original message of La ilaha illallah. Millata Ibrahima Hanifa. Qul sadaqallah fattabi'u millata Ibrahima Hanifa. Say that God has spoken the truth and follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to who? To Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And follow the pure way of Abraham. What purity is that? Hanifan, coming from the word hanf, which means al-mail, to turn away from the worship of everyone and everything besides Allah. And completed and perfected with the law and the way of Muhammad. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with that wisdom and with that good speech, let us inshallah fulfill our duty and share this message, share this information, plant the seeds. Remember, we are not duty bound to make anybody believe. That's why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, the best of all creation, couldn't even get his own uncle to believe. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You do not guide whom you love, but Allah guides whom it pleases him to guide. Let's just give over the message. And we try our best, and to Allah, we leave the rest. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. Oh Allah, make us or show us the truth of the truth, and make us followers thereof. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. And always show us the falsehood of the falsehood, and make us abstainers thereof. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Oh yes. Shukran, shukran, shukran. Okay, so inshallah ta'ala, Laylatul Bara'a, which is on Saturday night, inshallah, we will gather here in the masjid just for a short talk after Maghrib, inshallah. Just for a short talk. And in fact, I want to prepare you with one word. With one word. It's the one hadith on which there is no dispute, which is an authentic hadith about the 15th night of Sha'ban, is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at His creation and forgives everybody except for the one associating partners in His worship, al-mushrik, wal-mushahin. And who is the mushahin? The one who has shahna, the one who has adawa, the one who has enmity, whether it be with your relatives, whether it be with another Muslim. Inshallah ta'ala, this is in preparation for Ramadan. Because how can we go fasting Ramadan? How can we, inshallah ta'ala, be filling up that tank of iman, repairing the shield of taqwa, and yet we are breaking ties with our relatives, and we have anger and hatred in our hearts for another Muslim, which is basically going to render our Ramadan literally fruitless. So inshallah, preparing for Ruwa, those of you who you might have had a difference with, inshallah, make your niyyah to reconcile and make peace before the 15th of Ramadan, that we might receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare ourselves for the fasting of the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله سل الواحة الخضراء والماء جارية وهذه الصحار والجبال الرواسية سل الروض مزدانا سل الزهر والندى وسل كل شيء تسمع الحمد سارية فلو جن هذا الليل وامتد سرمدا فمن غير ربي يرجي الصبح ثانية وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صل عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما صدق الله العظيم فيا أخوة الأفاضل إننا في هذه الأيام لابد أن نسعى في مسؤوليتنا وفي مهمتنا أن ندعو إخواننا في الإنسانية النصارى أن نعودهم أن نرجعهم وأن نعيدهم وأن ندعوهم إلى الحق وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أدعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة وموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثلي ومثل الأنبياء من قبلي كمثل رجل بنى بيتا فأحسنه وأجمله إلا مودع لبنة في زاوية فجعل الناس يطوفون حوله يعجبون له يقولون هلا وُدعت هذه اللبنة فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنا اللبنة وأنا خاتم النبيين فإن شاء الله تعالى نسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وأن نكون دعاة إلى الله تعالى أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وعلي بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين في غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. قام الله دام دامت السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة heels in line shoulder touching shoulder close all the gaps please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا